Mishnah Vov. This Mishnah is really an elaboration of Bishil's opinion. Shlosh Achim, we're going to have two very similar cases. Shlosh Achim, if you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Shnaim Him, Sun, Shtei Achoyos, two of them, Reuven and Shimon, are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. The Echa Nosoi Nochris, and one of them, Levi, is married to another woman. Nochris in this case does not mean she's not Jewish, it means that she's not related to the other sisters. We'll call her Chana. Meis Echan Bale Achoyos, one of the husbands of the sisters dies. So let's say Reuven dies. V'chonas Nosui Nochris as Ishtai. And Levi, who is married to the unrelated woman, Chana, he does Yibum on the wife of Reuven, Rochel. He performed Yibum, v'meis, and then he died. So now Rochel and Chana fall to the remaining brother Shimon for Yibum. However, Rochel is an Erva to Shimon. It's Shimon's wife's sister. And therefore, Harishayna, the first woman, Rochel, Yetzim Mishum Achis Isha, she goes out, she's totally exempt from Yumin Chalitza, because she is Shimon's wife's sister. Ushania, and the second, the other woman, Chana Mishum Tzaras, she's exempt because of she is the Tzara of an Erva, as we learnt in great length in the first Perek. However, now this is the reason why we brought this whole case, because Osaba Mamar, if Levi had only done Mamar with Rochel, Vomes, and then he died, so since we're going according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, that the Mamar was only valid Midrabonon, so that means that on a Midoraisa level, Chana is not the Tzara of an Erva, so she does require Yibum or Chalitza. However, Midrabonon, she can't receive Yibum, because she's the Tzara of an Erva, on a Midrabonon level, and therefore, just like whenever we have a contradiction, as it were, between a Midraisa and a Midrabonon, Nochris, the unrelated woman, Chanoch, Chalitzas for the Mitzabemis, she should do Chalitza to fulfill the mitzvah Midraisa, but she cannot do Yibum because of the prohibition Midrabonon. Alright, now we've got a very, very similar case, just the opposite way around. Shlosh Achim, there are three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Shnaim Hem and Sun, Shtei Achoyos, two of them are married to two sisters, Lechonosei Nochris, and one of them, Levi, is married to an unrelated woman, Chana. So far, exactly the same as the previous case. However, in this case, it's not that Reuven died, but Levi died. Meisanosi Nochris. The first thing that happened was that Levi, who was married to the unrelated woman, he died. And v'chonas echon bale achoyos ishtoi, one of the husbands of the sisters, let's say Reuven, performed Yibum with Levi's wife, Chana, v'meis, and then Reuven died. So Reuven's wife, Rochel, and Chana, they both fall for Yibum to Shimon. So Harishayna, the first woman, namely Rochel, Yetzim Shmachis Isha, she is totally exempt from Yimun Chalitza because she is Shimon's wife's sister. She's an Erva, Shania. And the second woman, Chana Mishum Tzarasa, she's also totally exempt because she is the Tzara of an Erva. She's the co-wife of an Erva. However, says the Mishnah, also by Mamar, if Reuven only managed to do Mamar on Chana, Vomes, and then he died. So regarding Rochel, the law will be the same, that certainly she's totally exempt, since she is an Erva towards Shimon. However, Chana, if you think about it on a Midoraisa level, she is still a Shomeres Yavam. No Yibum or Chalitza has been performed with her, and so is still a full Zikah towards Shimon, and so Nochris Chalitzas from Sabemes, she should do Chalitza to fulfill the mitzvah Midoraisa, but she cannot do Yibum, since on a Midrabanon level, she is considered to be the Tzara of an Erva.